Let's get to our highlights tonight, and there were plenty of them, including right out of the chute. The Pilots knew what to expect from this pressure defense, and they decided to turn around and put the pressure on them. It was Latrell Jones making a statement early. Stripped from behind by Eddie Davis as he was beaten. Now Jones out in transition, throw it up top to him. Pump fake, sidestep, three, short, high, finish and dunk for Latrell Jones. Climbing the ladder. An early 3-0 lead. Portland would extend it to 14-2 in the opening moments before the Vikings would start to find their sea legs. They would whittle away at that lead, but it was Ahmed Ali keeping the cushion for the Pilots late in the half. Putback attempt, no good. And Clythus Griffith Jr. with the rebound. Outlet to Adams into the right front court. Leaves it for Griffith. Swing it, Ali. Wide open three in the left corner and knocks it down. Big shot for Ahmed Ali. 35-30 there with 2 minutes to go, but Portland would not score the remainder of the half. A Khalid Thomas three made it a two-point affair at the break, but Portland, for the fourth straight game, as they have all season long, a two-point lead, a lead at the break. And then the start of the second half was back and forth. More, though, from Eddie Davis, who was getting things done, making his presence felt. Pilots showing some zone back to Thomas for three. That's long. All he got was glass. Long outlet to Davis. Got free and hammers it home with a right hand. Great outlet pass from Dasher. 41-37 at that point, 2 minutes into the second half. The Pilot guards doing a great job keeping their heads up, understanding to look up the floor and take advantage when they had numbers. It was then Isaiah Dasher's turn after he made that great feed to do it himself. And now it's Ahmed Ali working against James Scott. Gets a screen from Hen. Back up top, Hen, top of the key beyond the arc. Flips it to Davis on the left wing. Now finds Ali into the right corner. Dasher pump fake, got his man in the air, drives to the baseline, lay it up and in, and the foul. 43-39 at that point. It would go back and forth. Dasher again getting to the rim. Dasher circles through, nothing doing. They throw it way out on top to Adams. 20 on the shot clock. Dasher with it, right wing, gets a screen from Hen, turns the corner with a dribble to the free throw line, weaves his way to the glass and lays it up and in. 50-47, Portland hanging on to the lead, but they would give it up. Pilots finally forcing their way. They started to find the range from three-point land, and it was Mikey Hen who decided to lend a hand in the paint, flashing out on high on the wing as Griffith Jr., sizing up Scott. Now back to Ali. Gets around Dawson. Little runner. No good. Hen offensive rebound. Puts it back up and in. Mikey Hen's first bucket of the game. Gave the Portland Pilots the lead back at 57-56. 11 minutes to go. At this point, Portland was without timeouts in a nip and tuck affair. They finally started to get the offense cranked up again, and it was Latrell Jones. Adams along the sideline throws it into front court to Davis. He's trapped, but Adams relieves him. Back to Davis on the right baseline. Into the paint, skips it out to Ali in the corner. Jones open for three, knocks it down. Set his feet, pretty rotation, Latrell Jones. 71-68, and from there, Portland put the clamps on defensively. Portland State had to take even more risks, and that allowed Chase Adams all sorts of room with the dribble. 10 on the shot clock. Chase now looking for a high screen. Hen comes. Adams goes right. Veers back to his left into the paint. Finds room off the glass. Laid it up and in. Some nifty ball handling and wiggling from Chase Adams to get free. 83-73, and Portland would finish up with a 13-point win.